Yuma, Perek Zayin Mishnah Hei. Kohen Gadol Mishamish B'Shmoyne Kelim. Yes, we just spent the Masechta, the bulk of the Masechta, discussing the Maila of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim that's Dafka B'Kohen Gadol. So now we pinpoint, we zoom in on the Chilukim between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedit. And the first starting point is that Kohen Gadol is Mishamish B'Shmoyne Kelim. It's Santa Loshen, Kelim. Begodim. We always call it Shmoyne Begodim. Here it's called Shmoyne Kelim. V'Hedit. Barbo, Bikutoines, Michnasim, Kutoines is the shirt, Michnasim is the pants, Mitznefes is on the head, the Avnet. These are the four begadim of the Kohen Hedit, and then the Mishnah is going to say, Moisev alav Kohen Gadol. So just to point out an interesting point, is that the Kutoines, according to some Rishon, the Kutoines of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedit were exactly the same. That's what the Ramban say, because it's mashma over here that the Kutoines was the same. It's only Moisev alav. Lemaisa the Rishen Divinezu is Mufurish that way, on Pasuk Lam Zayin, the Big Day Kohuna, that only the Kutoinis of the Kohen Gadol was Mishubetzes, had a design of Mishbetzes. The Kohen Hedit was straight Pishton. The Mechnasayim was also Pishton. The Mechnasayim went, oh, it wasn't just a pair of pants, it went all the way up over the stomach, not like our standard pair of pants. Kutoinis also went further down, it wasn't a regular shirt. Mitznefes was a hat. That's made out of Pishton. The Mitznefes also is mashma over here that it's the same by the Kohen Hedit and the Kohen Gadol. That's not so poshut. Because the Loshna of the Torah, Mitznefes, is the way it's written by the Kohen Gadol. By Kohen Hedit is called Mikbas. You look at Pasuk Mem and the other Pasukim in Pasuk Lamed Tes. It sounds like it's two different things. Lemaisa, the Tosfos, the Tosfos on Daf Chofei, Tosfos makes reference to it, says that one was wider, one was narrower. On the head of the Kohen Gadol, the design had to be a little bit different because on his forehead had to go the tzitz. Kohen Hedit, it could be wider because only tefillin had to go on. So it could be, be'etzim, they should be the same, but it was a slightly different design because of the necessity of making room over there for the mitznefes. But be'etzim, it should be the same thing. That's what it sounds like in the Mishnah. Avnet as well, there's a nekuda that has to be pointed out. The Avnet sounds like over here, it's one of the big day Kohen Hedit. Now, the three first begodim that we mentioned were made out of Pishton. The Avnet as well, except that the Avnet also has in it Semer. And that's what's mentioned, that the Avnet, L'chaira, was Klein, was Shatnes. And that's why the Rambam says that if a Kohen Shaloi Bishas Avidoso is wearing Big Day Kohuna is over on Shatnes, there's no heter. This that there's a Seder Haloisa says only B'Shas Avoida. Not Shaloi B'Shas Avoida. The Rambam's talking about the Avnet. The thing is that by Kohen Gadol, there was for sure in his Begodim Shatnes, because the Begodim were made with Pishton Tcheles Agom Tel Ashoni. The Avnet the Kohen Hedit is not Mufurish in the Terrell. The Maisa to Makloikis in the Gemara Bayos, in Dafyud Beis and Mibes. If it was made from Arba Mine Chutin, or it was from Tzemer V'chule, or it was made only from Pishton. That being said, it's not even poshut that there was Klayim in the Big Day Kohen Hedit. Is what the Rambam says, that Shalom B'Shas Avayit, his over on the Lav, is also not so poshut. I think we mentioned it in earlier Mishnayis, that it's before Sholi in the Gemara that the Kohen Gadol was allowed to wear Big Day Zov, even Shalom B'Shas Avayit. And the Ravid is massive from that Gemara and the Rambam. You see clearly that the Hutro that is allowed to have Shatnes in the Big Day Kohuna is not only B'Shas Avoida. And the answer, the famous Lomdus of the Beis HaLevi, is to be Mechalik between the Big Day Kohuna and of Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedit. Big Day Kohuna of Kohen Gadol is a Cheftza of Levishas Begodim, because the Torah calls it L'Shemul Teforis. L'Kovidul Teforis. Even Shaloi B'Shas Avoida. The Kohen Hedit, there was nothing lekavel tefaris about the begodim. It's that the begodim turned him into royal lesharis. So mele shaloi bizman hasherus, shaloi bizman avoida. There's no such chatter. That's the Beis HaLevi's famous shtickle. There are other mahalakim also. Al-Kopanim, these are the four begodim. So we pointed out that it sounds like these four begodim are a given and they're the same kohen hedit and kohen gadol. That's not so pashut. Moisev alav kohen gadol, the four begodim that we know to be miyukod, only for the Kohen Gadol. Choshen ve'efoid u'mil v'tzitz. The Choshen is on his chest. The Efoid is underneath it. The Me'il also has Shatnes because it has the Psil, besides for the Zod, it has the Psil that goes around. I'm sorry, that's the Tzitz. And the Me'il is the Beged underneath the Ephod, and that also has Treves. Meaning that we're going to talk now about the Choshen, which contain the Urim V'Tumim. Let's mention one more point, is that the Choshen, the way the Shemois HaShvatim are set up on the Choshen, is a subject also of Makalik Tzuchayim. There are those that say that from the top right, it goes Keseda HaLeda, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Don, Naphtali, God, Oshi, Yisachar, you look in Chumash, Don was after Leah was Poskim Miledes and Rachel didn't have children yet. Rachel gave her Shifchot Bilah to Yaakov, so Don was born first, then Naphtali. Then Leah gives her Shifchot to Yaakov, that's God and Asher. And then Leah has Yisachar and Zvulun. And then Rachel gives birth to Yosef and Binyamin. The other Shita, that's Kim Dumanis Mufurish in the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash. The other Mahaluch is Rishon Binyan from a Medrash, it's in the Targum Yerushalmi, it's in the Medrash this way, is that B'nai Leah are the top six, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun, and then Keseder HaLeda, Don, Naphtali, God, Osher, and then Yosef and Binyamin. On the bottom, V'Nishvi, Binyamin is the bottom, is the end, and Reuven is the first, the Shaila is on a few of the middle. Then the Mishnah says something which is l'chor not related to Avodas Yom HaKippurim, but just to show the Madrega of the Kohen Gadol, that even when he was in Nichnas, Lefnai v'lefnim, he was on a madrega automatically of Korav l'nevuah. Be'elu nisholim burim v'tumim. Be'elu means the Kohen has to be wearing the Shmoyne Begodim when he's nishal burim v'tumim. The Mishnah just adds one clause, ve'en nisholim al melech. This wasn't just for anybody. A melech l'bezdin l'misha atzibu tzorek. But this was only used for public service. The she'elas urim v'tumim. The Rav quotes a little bit by Richus, the Seder HaSheela, we'll just read it. What's the Seder HaSheela Bo'urim V'tumim? The Shoyel is Ponov Achoyrei Akoyen HaNisho, which means that he's facing backwards to the Kohen Gadol. The Nishal, that says the Kohen Gadol, is facing the Oroin. The Shoyel says, should I do Ha'ese Dava Ploini Eloi Ese? And he doesn't ask in a confident way, but he asks in a low voice, like a person who is behachno, in a state of achno. Ruach HaKodesh leveshes es hakoyin, mabit b'choyshin, and he sees oisiyos lighting up, boltos b'choyshin keneged ponov, asei kach elois asei kach. Because all the letters were there, and from the letters were there, besides for the letters of the Shvatim, and there's also Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. So all the Oseus and the Aleph Beis were there. And the Ruach HaKodesh would be my dear to the Kohen how to be Mitzarev the Oseus. Everybody remembers the Maisa where Eli misinterpreted, it was a Cheshman, why Eli read Shikoiru and really it was Yishuk Sheru by Chana because they had to come into the world of Shmuel Hanavi and he was only born Mikoyach the Brocha of Eli the Kohen Gadol. And this whole service is only performed, like we said, only for the Tzoyach HaTzibah, the Rav brings a Paschal. Lefnei Elazar HaKoyin Yamoid, who refers to who? The one HaMiyuchad is the one who stands in front of Elazar HaKoyin to ask. That's the Melech. And Klaiso stood with him, because Klaiso was ready to go out to Muhammad. They had to know if they should go out. Then the Rav brings it. The Gemara says, also the Meshuach Muhammad, Misha HaTzibah Tzoyach Boy, the Chalaidus, the Sanhedrin Gadol, they have a right to ask. Chutz from that, not. We're now, Bezus Hashem, getting to the end of the Seder Avodah and all the prerequisites and all the Seif Dover of the Maila of the Kohen Gadol, which expressed itself most in the fact that the Kohen Gadol was Zoichet to go Lefnai V'Lefnim, Mamish Lamoid, L'Shoros Lefnai Hashem. Yerotzen Shibane Beis HaMikdash, Meherev Yomenu.